Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, March 2nd. March came in like a lion, right? Is that what they say?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I can't believe whatever. It's already March. It was just New Year's.
And we're finally getting some rain, folks.
I know. How happy are you?
I'm very happy. It could go on for a few weeks as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
It's like the best mood ever, you know? Just you kind of feel closed in, and it's cool. I don't know. It's going to still rain today, but that's about it for now.
Yeah.
So
I'm okay with just one more day.
Yeah.
But it makes me want to sleep. I'm like tired and cozy and like not wanting to do anything. I want to watch movies and House of Cards and stuff.
Right. And I'm sure you'd like to snuggle with someone too, right?
Sure. Yes.
If you could. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, sounds good to me. How was your weekend?
It was great. It was a lot of fun. I made a new friend.
Oh, wow. How cool.
Terrell Owens.
Who is that?
The football player.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay.
He's my new friend.
Really?
We all hung out on Friday night. We went to dinner and we went out. It was like a group of five of us. And then Saturday, I went to ballet class and hung in the rest of the day and watched TV and movies and stuff. Watched Birdman finally.
Yeah?
Loved it.
Really?
I totally get why it won now.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And then yesterday, I went to yoga and hung out with some other friends.
Sounds cool to me.
Yeah.
So you went to ballet. Do you go to ballet sometimes?
Sometimes.
Or is that the first time?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. I'd like to see you dance ballet.
It
looks funny, though.
No, I'm good at it. I just haven't done it in like probably 18 years. And so I started doing it again recently.
Right.
And it is, you know, something to, you have to practice to get good at it again.
I'm sure. Wow. It's pretty tough, huh?
It is. Harder than I thought it would be. I think it's just more like you're not used to doing those kinds of moves anymore. Like now you go to you go out and you dance like that. You don't like do ballet in a bar, you know? So it's kind of like you just have to like reorganize how your body moves, I guess.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
So you haven't done it for a long time?
No.
Oh, wow.
But I used to do ballet. I was like a child dancer.
Okay, so it kind of stays with you,
right?
Yeah,
it does.
You don't lose it or anything.
No, like I know the moves, but then I like forgot what they're called, and then I like you don't have like the exact technique anymore. And but I would say like it kind of sticks with you though. It's like riding a bicycle.
Yeah, kinda, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. But you do yoga and stuff, so you get your strength and stuff, right?
Yeah, and I would say like the arms in yoga are pretty similar to the arms in ballet, so that's not that difficult.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was on Tinder a lot this weekend.
Really?
I told a lot of people about this show.
But is that a good idea? I mean, you said it was a red flag for men.
What?
That you are a host.
Yeah. Remember? Well, some of them didn't get upset by it. I don't know. They were like, I want to listen to your
show.
Why
would they get upset?
I mean, I have no idea.
Out loud, you know?
The whole process is so strange to me. I actually enlisted one of my girlfriends yesterday while it was raining and we were watching TV and movies all day. She actually had my phone and started going through my matches and like removing people. She was like, no, why would you ever match with that person? That's dumb. And then she would add new people and she started talking to like a handful of them. And I was like, I need a dating agent or a manager of some kind because I feel like I forget how to flirt. I don't come across well over text. Mm. And like, it's weird to talk to a stranger. Like, what do you say?
Yeah.
Actually, one guy kind of stuck out because he like said funny things to me. Like, I was like, what makes you special? He's like, well, I was like, you know, rated best hands in high school.
Mm.
I was like, okay, well, I'm really special too. My mom says it, so. You know, I like don't know what to say because it's like you don't know each other. You have nothing to talk about, really.
Right, but you can explore a little bit. Like, you know, where do you live?
But that's so generic.
Yeah, but you want to know that stuff.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, I do.
I do, but then at some point it's like, what?
Right. So then what you say is you go to text and then you call. You know, so I always switch to text from Tinder because I don't even check Tinder, you know. So, and it's not as personal. So, I think text is more personal than Tinder.
I agree.
But
then
not as much as a
phone
call.
What do you talk about, though?
Where, in the text?
It's like
you plan to talk to each other.
Right.
That's what we were talking about with the matchmaker.
And I agree with that. It's just kind of like you are perfect strangers until something matters. And like, what's right. the difference between like Jim, John, Steve, and Michael? Right. Like, you all live somewhere. You all do something. And I saw your picture. Like, right. what makes any of you different right. or make me want to like continue talking to you or vice versa? Like, I could literally be one out of 500 people somebody's talking to.
Right.
And then like, you see like as conversations die, you're like, it's cool. You must be talking to your other 300 matches. Right. I get it. I didn't say something exciting. So like, move on. But what am I going to say? Like,
yeah,
I
you can see, that's stand the problem. On my head. Like, there's a lot of alternatives. That's the problem. Right. You know, nobody focuses on anybody for 2 seconds.
No. And then like, if somebody's taking too long to respond to you, you literally move on to the next and you keep swiping until you get a new match. And then like somebody pops up and you're like, oh, look, a new one.
Yeah.
But it's like a vicious cycle. When does it end?
That's true. Yeah.
I need to know.
Hmm.
How do people get
I don't know. My experience is totally different. I don't get any matches at all.
What?
Sometimes I do, but yeah. No, hardly any at all.
Well, maybe we need to look at your profile.
Yeah, well, I don't have a profile for it. Where do you set up the profile? I thought it grabs it from Facebook, no?
Well, yeah, it grabs pictures, but you can change them. And then you can also write something and like,
you where have do to you write
something.
It, though?
People, I'm not going to swipe right on somebody that doesn't write something.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, it sort of picked up my line, my motto from Facebook.
We'll work on this. We'll change it.
Yeah?
Yeah. You can write like, hi, I'm Sam.
Think people look up what it says? I mean, I just look at the pictures.
I read everything. If they don't have anything, and if they have nothing written and they don't have any mutual friends with me, I'm like, you're definitely a serial killer and I don't want to know you. Left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're totally into it. I don't even check to see if we have common friends or anything. It's just like a swipe or not.
Oh, yeah, no. You got to have some standards on there.
Yeah, I guess you do.
Otherwise,
I just don't know how to use it. It seems very... I mean, there's nothing to do there other than swipe and communicate with people like that.
Well, you can read stuff. There's like pictures to go through.
Right, yeah.
Oh, no, I've had conversations.
But I didn't see a place for a profile, so you'll have to tell me how to get to that.
At dinner on Friday night, all five of us like pulled up our Tinder profiles and we were going through it. We're like, okay, this is my picture with my family, so it looks like I'm family oriented. This is me doing like adventure. This is me looking really hot and I have a lot of friends, so I'm not a girl that doesn't have friends. This is me like with my kids. Like, we all like had like a whole explanation for like who we are, and then one friend had like a shirtless picture. I'm like, oh no, you're a douchebag. Nobody should pick you. And he's like, no, I get a lot of matches. I'm like, the wrong kind.
Yeah.
The wrong kind. So you're a douchebag.
Well, what's the wrong kind? I mean, if you get a match, you know, I mean...
Because do you want a relationship girl or do you want a slutty girl?
Girls, I mean, guys want slutty girls.
Well, he actually does. So I was like, well, then keep that picture up. But I was like, I would never swipe on you. I actually did because we're friends and we both swiped on each other. But now we just joke about it.
Well, okay. I mean, you know, I would never take Tinder seriously unless something really... You know, connected or something, but still, it's like I don't take it seriously, so I don't care. You know, if it's if there's a relationship or not, whatever. You know, just look to connect. So I did a couple times, or was it just one time that I actually met the woman? And no, actually, it was twice, and both times I was disappointed. You know,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of pictures they put up there. You know, but you know, they look older now. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So before we get to our guests, we have special guests in the studio sitting here, musical guests. So we're going to get to listen to some cool music, too. I wanted to bring up that I went to the account you sent me to.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
What a character.
Right?
Huh? Yeah.
Isn't he awesome?
So the funny thing is he's a total Republican.
Yeah.
He's got like a whole like shrine for Ronald Reagan and George Bush.
Yeah, all
he's
these bobbleheads.
He's got every bobblehead and every possible statue of them he's got there.
Yeah. He's hysterical. And then when you do your taxes with him, he'll like talk about the government and he'll be like.
Yeah, he did.
All these taxes that these people put and like he's just. Crotchety but like hysterical, and he's so sarcastic, and like he and his wife work together, so like they make fun of each other and then they make fun of you, and it's
really
it's a good time.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, we happen to agree with him on some things he said, but what if you get a Democrat in there, you know, a liberal person, they're just coming to get their taxes done, and this guy's like attacking them with politics.
Right. Well,
they're going to get up and leave. You know?
I think he picks up on your vibe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, I go in and I plead poverty, so he, like, you know, rants about it and all that. And he's like, he's just really funny.
Yeah, he was talking about the president and all that. I'm not even going to say all the things he said.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, so I told him, I said, you know, we were referred by, so he said, yeah, how did you find out about me? Or I think he didn't even ask, I just said. And I said, yeah, Jennifer Golden is my co-host. He says, Jennifer Golden, I can't think of it. So I started to explain to him. I said, she's my co-host, and she comes to you for taxes and everything. And I said, it's Jennifer with one N. Oh, you mean? I said, yeah, Jen. He says, yeah, that's right. I know Jen. He says, if you call Jennifer, she's going to kill you. I said, I didn't know that.
It's not true. But that's his personality.
He would have told me by now.
Right. No, that's his personality.
So that was funny that he remembered you by Jen, but not Jennifer. And yet he did your taxes. You know, that's the reason I gave him your full name, because I figured he'll probably remember you from the names he puts on your taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
You
know? But I think it auto-populates or something, too.
Yeah, so it was funny. But thanks for sending us to him. He seems pretty good. We looked him up. He's got, like, great reviews and everything.
Oh, I should totally review him. It's on Yelp?
That's true. I think so, yeah.
Oh, I will review him.
Yeah, my partner found it somewhere. I don't know where
it was. I love him.
But, yeah, probably on Yelp. Yeah, he's quite a character.
And he does good taxes, so.
Yeah. The funny thing was he's Jewish. Not only that, he used to be in Chabad and all that stuff, you know, which is like pretty religious.
Yeah.
And but he didn't know how to spell my name. My name is like, my Israeli name is Shmuel, which is like Samuel, but with an H instead of the S-A-M.
Yeah.
S-H-M. Okay, yeah. That's the Hebrew pronunciation for Samuel. So he couldn't even pronounce it. I said, are you kidding me? This is like a name from the Bible.
Gotta love him.
Yeah, so go figure. You know, people are into religion. They don't know half of what's going on.
It's pretty funny.
So, yeah, so that was that. And, yeah.
If anybody wants to go to him, it's Michael Horowitz. He's in Chatsworth.
Yeah, that's right. Not like he needs any more work, but he stayed there for us Sunday night to come and meet with us.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's pretty busy.
Yeah.
This is a busy time of the year for them. But
that's why I go the first day you possibly can go.
Yeah, I know. Good for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Because you're a person that gets money back, that's why.
Yeah.
If you had to pay, you'd wait till the last minute.
Yeah. People are like, oh, I still have to make a tax appointment. I'm like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, exactly.
Mine have been done for a month.
I know, you get it out of the way, then you don't have to worry about it.
I realize I should probably date a Capricorn, because then I would relate to them. They'd relate to me. It'd be a whole happy thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Capricorn is now, like, April?
No, it's what I am.
Oh, I see. Okay.
December 22nd through January 19, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd relate. Okay. We'd get things done. We'd be like a power couple of accomplishments.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing. We'd be on time for things.
Right.
We'd plan things.
But I think there'd be some clashes because you have like a strong personality, you know? I mean,
but
if
I'm
you
an
get
earth
two
sign.
People
I'm very
like
grounded.
That, yeah.
Yeah, and I can also just.
But like, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm an earth sign too, but. Oh, you mean if you're both earth signs?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe.
Two grounded people work out. If you're both a cardinal sign and the same cardinal sign, it works out.
Yeah, especially if you're pretty. Well, I don't know. I think two people with very strong personalities may not get along.
My personality can also calm down.
Yeah, you can calm down
breaks.
A little bit.
It takes breaks.
Okay.
From being strong all the time.
Okay.
If somebody else planned things, I don't have to plan it then. I can just hang out.
That's true, you know, and be
and
treated like a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Somebody has to be in charge.
Yeah.
If the other person isn't going to be, I'm happy to take the role.
Sounds good. Okay, cool. All right. Well, enough bullshit for one morning. We're going to get to our guests now. We have musical guests, a group called Sleep Machine. You guys are a duo, actually. And Alicia Zalkin and Dan Kalischer, is it? Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here on a rainy day. We know it's hard to get here, but... But you made it,
you
and that's a good thing. So you guys are both living here, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like you're on tour or anything right now.
No, we're here.
You live in L.A. Let's see, Alicia, did you move here or were you raised here in L.A.?
I was raised in San Diego.
Oh, so it's not too far from
here. No, not far at all.
Yeah. At what point did you make the move?
I moved in college. Mm-hmm. I went to UCLA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then I moved to New York for a few years and then came back.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you move to New York for school too? Or
No, I wanted to see
to
what the city life
it.
Was like.
Yeah. What did you think?
I loved it the first couple of years, but then by my third winter, I had to get out.
Really? So it was the weather mostly?
The weather, the lifestyle. I mean, you just can't beat California.
Yeah, huh?
It's just amazing here.
That's why everybody comes here, you
know?
Yeah. That's the thing. And I'm the same way with New York. Have you been to New York City?
Many times.
Many times.
I lived there for a summer, too.
Okay, yeah, that's right. So
getting rained on there is really the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah.
Especially when it's
really hot. It's hot, rainy. You can't go anywhere. Yeah. And you're just like outside.
See, I've been lucky in the times I went there. It was never like that bad, you know. Because maybe usually because I go in the winter, you know. I like New York in the winter, like around the holidays and stuff. So, I mean, there's great things for New York, you know, going for New York, that New York has going for it.
Yes, definitely.
But at the same time, people like us that travel from the West Coast, it's nice for a few days and then we come back.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of action there. You know, you have to admit, there's a lot going on.
Definitely.
If you want to have like an active social life or whatever, it's a good place to be.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, LA is not conducive to social life very much because we're so spread out and stuff. Right?
No.
Okay. All right. What do I know, right? Okay. So 3 years in New York?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you do there?
Music.
Really?
And I was teaching yoga.
Oh, wow.
You do yoga too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's
like everybody a nice in LA community. Does yoga, right?
Yeah.
Right, Dan? Do you do yoga too?
I do a dabble in yoga.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do a little bit of yoga.
See, you mentioned yoga and people are like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're here in LA, you have to do it.
That's true, huh? I mean, just like eating sushi, you know?
Oh,
you have to
great.
Do it when you're in LA. You
I
know?
Love it. It's the best here.
Both things, very good.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to Katsuya?
Yes.
Which one, though? In Studio City?
No.
No? In Brentwood?
Yeah, that one or like Hollywood.
Hollywood one, right.
Because
they're all different, though. But that's like my favorite sushi. You know, some places I can't even stand the sushi. And because I'm not like an avid lover of it. You know, I mean, I'll have it because I have people that, you know, friends and stuff that like it. So I'll go.
Yeah.
But a good place like Katsuya, I really enjoy it. You know, like I would suggest... Okay, let's go there for dinner.
Yeah.
You got to get yourself to Sushi Gen in Little Tokyo.
Yeah.
2nd Street.
Oh.
Really?
That's
Hold
the
on.
Place.
Where, 2nd Street, is that like downtown or something?
Yeah, it's a Little Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
Like
I've
Second
never
Street
been there.
Alameda.
Do you believe it?
Yeah.
I
you gotta
either.
Go. If you want to go get the best sushi, you got to go down there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Sit at the sushi bar.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Are you in Angelina? Were you born
no,
here?
No, I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I'm from Miami.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where'd you go to high school?
Crop. Yeah.
K-R-O-P.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah.
I went
you
to Stoneman Douglas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are those two towns very close to each other?
They're not far. I grew up in a suburb of Fort Lauderdale, a little bit north.
It's like 30 minutes north of Miami.
Yeah.
Okay,
there's
so
the airport.
Bad.
There you go to either like Miami Airport or you go to Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the question is, though, how would you know high schools, though, in Miami?
Well, when I was in high school, I was... in a competitive marching band at my school, so we knew all of the area high schools because we'd always compete against them.
Same. Wow. And like you'd hear about like football and like your friends that I went to a private school for middle school and like whatever the thing below that is, elementary school.
Elementary.
I don't know. Wherever I was for 12 school. Years. Yeah. I was there for 12 years. So then I went to a different high school. So by the time I got to high school, everyone had come from different middle schools.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then you know of like other private schools, other public schools. You just like everybody.
That's true, yeah. So that's pretty cool. Did you have a nice childhood there in Fort
Lauderdale? Oh, yeah.
Lauderdale?
It was great.
Really? Yeah, do you have siblings?
I have a younger sister.
Uh-huh.
She's 22. She'll be graduating from University of Florida in a few months.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and she's a little world traveler.
Yeah.
Is
she younger than you?
Yeah, she's 22.
Oh, 22.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Well, you look 21.
Thank you.
No, I'm kidding.
I'll be 28 on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Wow.
Thank
you.
That's cool. You enjoying your 20s?
Yeah, the 20s are great.
They are.
Roaring
20s. Yeah, exactly. Enjoy it as much as you can because the 30s, you start having responsibilities.
Yeah. I feel like I have responsibilities here now.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm here kind of by myself. But
yeah.
I left my family behind, so.
Yeah.
Pretty responsible. Became responsible, I should say.
Yeah.
When I came here.
That's cool. So, did you go to college too?
I did. I went to college in Florida. I did my undergrad in Florida, and then I moved here to go to grad school. I went to USC.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And what did you take?
I was doing music.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So
guitar.
You take yourself seriously.
I did.
Well, you did.
Yeah.
You still do, I'm sure.
I do.
Right?
I do. Not in an academic way, really, but,
yeah.
You know, in a professional way.
Did you find that college helped you with that?
Yeah. It's hard. It's really hard to kind of pinpoint, you know, kind of when you're making your way through this music scene here and this kind of career path. Like, you know, I moved here to pursue like a professional career as a guitar player. And coming from the school that I went to, North Florida, where it was a very jazz-intensive program, mm-hmm. I wasn't really doing too much of that here.
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting to, you know. And yeah. But there were a few gigs that I got that I was on. One really kind of a semi-higher profile gig that my jazz training kind of like allowed me to hang on to it.
Right.
So yes, it came in handy.
Yeah.
But in terms of like learning how to be a professional in this industry and how to make your way and just kind of be a guitar player here, mm-hmm. it was a different ball game.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Did you take music in school too, Alicia?
Yeah, I was a musical theater major.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So were you like in theater early on in your life?
Yeah, yeah. That's actually why I went to New York, was to pursue musical theater, but it wasn't quite my thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, music was more my thing, so
yeah.
And writing. And so, but yeah, I grew up doing musical theater on stage and acting, singing.
So you did that in San Diego where you were growing up, right?
Yeah.
And do you have any siblings, too?
I do. I have an older brother.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
What does he do?
He's a lawyer.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
How different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty different.
I know.
Yeah, he's very creative in his own way.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool, though. I mean, that's, you know, because people in the same family come up, you know, grow up so differently sometimes, mm-hmm. you know. And we see that we have like two babies. Well, one is not a baby. She's 6 years old. But she's got a little one-year-old sister. And you look at them and they're so different. I mean, a one-year-old has got a totally different temperament. Mm-hmm. So you realize, you know, you raise people in the same home, the same everything, and they turn out so different.
Oh, my sister and I are kind of the same.
Really?
I mean, we're super close, but she's going to be going for her PhD in archaeology, and I'm like playing guitar in LA.
Yeah. Huh?
You know?
Wow, so, archaeology would be cool, huh?
Yeah, she's into it. She's...
Does she have, like, places planned where she's going
to
go?
Oh, actually, she goes to Israel every summer.
Yeah.
She digs there.
That's where all archaeologists go.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff there.
Yeah, well, she does. She's been on a few different digs. She's been...
Wow.
She's lived in Israel, like, you know, she's going back this summer after she graduates.
Wow.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah, when you go there just for a while, it's fun, you know. I wouldn't live there again for nothing, man.
Yeah.
It's tough, you know, and it's not just the security. I mean, that's one part of it, but I don't know. Don't get me started. So I wanted to ask you, so did you grow up on music? I mean, did you have like a musical family or were you just...
Yeah,
like,
well, my dad's mother, my Nana, was an opera singer.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then, you know, my mom's side of the family, they're Mexican, and so... they were always singing to mariachi music. He actually got a little taste of it the other weekend. It was my aunt's 70th birthday, and they were just my great aunt's 70th birthday, and her and her sisters just sing.
They were
and
just
harmonize
singing spontaneously.
And, yeah, just they just sing,
wow.
Dancing.
Yeah.
So it like kind of stays with you, right?
Yeah.
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 You see, the funny thing though is that you don't have to have a musical family to grow up musical. You know, like for example, me. I mean, I was always into music, loved music, played the guitar, sang, wrote songs, everything. But neither one of my parents are like that.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, they don't even know the first thing about music. I mean, they did grow up with some music, I guess, but they didn't know much about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like I had an opera singer in the family or something, you know,
yeah.
Not even close. So you don't have to have that background, but I think it helps, you know, when you have people singing around you.
Definitely is encouraging, and it's also good that you know that they're going to support that, too, because they themselves love music. So
exactly.
When you're surrounded by that, it's like...
Yeah, they're not as likely to tell you get a real job.
Yeah.
Right.
They
exactly.
would understand, right?
Right. Exactly.
I know. I'm telling my daughter, I said, okay, you're a musician, fine. She went to the Musician Institute, everything, but you got to get a day job. You know, you got to, man. So
well, if you work hard enough and you work smart enough, it becomes your day job.
Well, obviously, you know, or hopefully,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, but you have to work hard at it. It's not going to come to you, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what does, right?
Yeah.
Right,
exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, did you guys start like careers separately before you met each other?
Yeah.
So, were you like performing and stuff?
Yeah. I have a solo I was performing solo, and okay. I needed a guitar player, and two of the guitar players that I usually work with couldn't do a gig, so they referred me to Dan, and we got along really well, and we wanted to work together creatively, and we did on a few different projects, and then, yeah, we just decided to collaborate on this
very
sort
cool.
of sound.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
So, and where did you come from into this? What were you doing
well,
at the
I was a guitar, just playing guitar and producing and playing. I'm a session musician here.
I see.
So
okay.
I just like.
So you play for a lot of people and stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though, huh? Because you can make a lot of contacts that way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was going on tour. I was, you know, playing on records. And I mean, I still am, you know, not so much touring that much now, more production side and everything. I produced this record, Sleep Machine stuff.
Did you? Yours? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, did I mention Sleep Machine? I did in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I used your names, but I didn't really remember that.
I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, we're going to play a song in a couple minutes. The group is Sleep Machine. They're a duo. And we're talking to Alicia Zalkin and Dan Kalischer. So how long ago did you guys meet and started collaborating?
We met in, I guess, November of 2013.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And we started doing Sleep Machine, I would say, probably about this time last year.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
And how long did it take to produce this from start to finish?
It's just been kind of an ongoing process. We're still writing. We're still producing.
Yeah,
so
we
what we did,
we
had like a bunch of songs, and we just chose five of them and put them on a
very cool.
On an EP.
So do you guys write the songs together?
Yeah,
yep.
And like co-writers.
We have a couple other girls that we'll write with. All of the songs on this record were co-written with them, and so we do the writing, and then we make the, you know, I produce it, we do it together, and then we have a drummer that I hire to come play the songs, and then we get it mixed by another guy, and it's like, it's a very small team effort.
Yeah, but it's cool, right?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's like a family after a while, because you do it so much.
You know,
you're on it every day.
Oh, yeah,
it's
we're
great.
All, you know, good friends.
Yeah, and the guys that worked on, like, the drummer and the guy who makes it, they all play with us live, too. It's a big band, you know? It's like, we're, like, the band, we're Sleep Machine, but when we play live and when you hear it, it's like, it's a band.
Really?
It's not just a
show. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the nice thing about today's technology. You can do that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to have, like, a whole band or orchestra in order to create the sound you want.
Right. It's true.
Know? Yeah. So, so it's been about 2.5 years since you met.
No,
so,
no, a little over a year. Here. November of 2013.
Oh, 13.
So
I'm sorry. Okay.
Like last November.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty
like a
cool.
A year and a half ish, maybe. So,
yeah.
Sort of.
Did you guys connect romantically at all?
Yes.
Yeah, of course they have. she's like straightened out his hair and everything before we start.
I
I'm like, oh,
okay.
What
he
the
has
hell?
Something in his hair.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, you know.
Damn, you picked up on
is,
it.
No, but I got to tell you something. You know, I mean, you can't have a guy and a girl working and they don't connect. You know, I mean, it doesn't,
sometimes
doesn't,
you
doesn't
could.
Happen, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we had, you know, like, you know, Anna that we had here the other day. She didn't bring her guitar player with her, but she also, it was kind of like a duo as well. And they're also like an item and stuff, you know. It's just, yeah, I mean, come on, you
it's
know, a guy and a girl,
yeah.
You know, even friends, you know. I think even when males and females are friends, I think 9 times out of 10, one of them would like to connect.
Well, that was definitely my doing.
Yeah.
For sure. I feel like if I didn't really go for it, it would have never happened.
Really? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations
to you.
It's pretty cool.
And
so
for the record, I'm a water sign. She's an air sign. And we work fine.
Yeah.
So.
Good. So, but you started working together and then you got involved romantically, or was it the other way around?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say we met in November and then that January we started dating.
I see. Okay.
And so then shortly after that, we started doing Sleep Machine.
Yeah. Okay. I know. I can imagine. You know, he's working with her. He's like, wow. You know, I got to get this girl.
It was immediate.
So, and then it takes 2 months to finally muster up the courage.
That's exactly how it went down. How did you know that?
Yeah, you got it down.
That's exactly how it went down.
Yeah, well, it sounds like that's the way it happened. But okay, so let's get to Sleep Machine's music. now you have five songs on SoundCloud as well. Mm-hmm. People can find, they can probably just search it, right?
Well,
oh, this is something people buy, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay.
Yeah. You got a private link.
You got a private link.
Oh,
you
okay.
got the radio yeah. link.
Cool. Okay. So I feel privileged now.
Yeah.
Okay, but definitely go there and buy the songs, right?
Yeah, it'll be on iTunes. The record comes out tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
I guess technically it will be on tonight. Thank you. It'll be on tonight, I guess, sometime, like Eastern time, wherever anybody's listening. But tomorrow is the official release date.
Yeah, we have a couple of songs on SoundCloud.
Yeah,
if people want to just take a listen.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's listen to, you have, did you say Wild For You?
Is yeah.
That's a single.
This is the single.
And you're releasing that one first,
that
right?
That one's, it's already released.
It's already
oh, it's
out.
Already
yeah.
out. Yeah. Okay, so you're releasing the EP
We're releasing
tomorrow.
The EP tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank
you. Are you doing like an event or something?
We are.
Where
March 4th. March 4th, Wednesday. It is our EP release. Show at 10:00 p.m. is when we go on
At the Viper Room.
At the Viper Room,
that's
in West
cool.
Hollywood.
Yeah, it's a good place to be.
Yeah,
yeah, we've been playing there a lot. They really like to have us there. So you know, and it's also coincidentally going to be my birthday party as well. So
well,
if you
want
to come out and hang out and get an EP and listen to music and hang out with us, that's the time to do it.
The first 30 people who come will get a free EP.
Yes.
And
wow, really cool.
If you email mysleepmachine@gmail.com.
Yeah, mysleepmachine@gmail.com.
Yeah, we can get you on our guest list. So
free
it'll
guest
be free.
List.
That's pretty cool.
Come on out.
Cool, yeah.
Otherwise, it's $10.
And five for the EP.
And five for the EP. So
15.
Yeah. So come first, get on the guest list for free.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's not a lot for an evening of music. And
no.
Everything.
No, and all the other bands that are playing too are all friends of mine too. Like, we kind of got to put together the whole night. So it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Really fun.
The Viper Room is pretty famous, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a
Yeah, it's one of those Sunset Strip joints.
Yeah. Very cool. So it's not easy to probably play there, right?
No, you got to kind of earn it. I mean, it's you know, you get your foot in the door like anywhere, but then after that, you kind of have to earn the respect of the people there, and you know, it's
and they're great.
They're great to
They've
us.
They've been so wonderful.
Really,
yeah
really
it's,
great.
It's been
very
a nice
cool.
little home to have.
Mm-hmm.
So before we play the song, how do you describe your music? Do you have a genre? Do you have a style?
It's rock music.
Rock
straight
yeah.
up.
Rock music.
You know,
okay.
Everybody's drawing their own comparisons, but you know, it's basically like if you put Annie Lennox like in front of Rage Against the Machine, that's like
really?
Kind of what it sounds
okay.
like.
Wait, so why is it called My Sleep Machine? Because when I
it's
hear
called
that,
Sleep Machine.
Oh, Sleep Machine.
My Sleep Machine is the social media handle.
Right.
Let's
right.
just
and, okay.
clear that up. Just all of our social media is My Sleep Machine. The band is called Sleep Machine.
Where it's did you come up with that name?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm... I don't, you know, we had a really hard time trying to figure out a band name, and we had all sorts of different weird names that we came up with, and then we were just trying to, you know, figure out what the music is about, and it's kind of dark, it's sexy, it's wild, and, you know, nighttime is kind of when those things come out, and usually they sort of manifest in dreams, sort of that wild side that we're all afraid to show, but we have.
Yeah.
So,
it's pretty much, you know, this music kind of is a reflection of the sides of our personalities that we just don't really show.
Right.
You know what I mean? That we have, but we don't really show.
I still don't see the connection to Sleep Machine.
No, well,
but
because,
okay.
no, because what we're getting to is like, I guess the abstract conclusion that we came to is like when you're sort of sleeping and dreaming and stuff, those kinds of things come out and you're not really not in control of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. Well, it's a cool name. I mean, it's memorable, you know, and it's cool and it's a topic for conversation. People
want
to find out.
It's a very cool name.
You know?
Thank you.
I actually almost ordered a sleep machine yesterday, like whatever those home medicine
oh,
things
I have
are.
One. Yeah.
That like
one.
Plays white noise and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I listen
so
to.
So I didn't know if like, your music was going to be like white noise.
It's definitely not like white noise and it's definitely not going to put you to sleep.
Well, now I'm really excited.
Okay. So let's go ahead and play this. The band is Sleep Machine and the song is Wild For You. Let's take a listen and check it out. Okay, let's see. Oh, I need to press the button here.
Swinging in.
Yeah, Sleep Machine Wild for You. I love the song, man.
It'll definitely not put
you to sleep.
No, we'll not put you to sleep.
Wait, now knowing that you came from like a jazz background and you own musical theater, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, you know, to be honest with you, my background isn't really jazz. I mean, that's what I did in college, but my background is like
rock and roll.
Yeah, and
I always listen to like big vocals.
Yeah,
soul music.
I know. I mean, this is singers. Like it's definitely not like a feminine song. You know, I mean, it's like driving. You know,
yeah.
And your voice is pretty strong in this song.
Yeah,
very cool. So are most of the songs like this, or do you have anything?
They're all pretty loud. I mean, there's no
ballads or anything.
Not really. No. Right. I mean,
so you guys just like
trying
noise,
to make a statement here. Yeah. It's like you put this on, you go run a marathon, and you know,
it's good workout music.
It's good workout music.
Yeah,
it had a good beat. I was like, I feel like I could be running.
Totally.
Yeah.
The cool thing about this song, this is actually Wild for You was the first song that we did together as Sleep Machine. It was the first song we recorded, the first song that we kind of like did and like came up with this sort of like thing, this sound.
Right.
And it actually was just chosen to be in the promo for the new show, the new TV Land show called Younger. You might have seen billboards for it, like in Hollywood and stuff.
Really? So they're going to use this song?
In the commercials leading up to its premiere on the 31st of this month. So you'll see it on TV commercials, internet commercials. And
cool.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah, very cool.
And
we
have a music video
Wild
For You.
The music video for Wild For You just came out a couple weeks ago. And
really?
Where can we see it?
YouTube.
Our YouTube channel, Sleep Machine.
My Sleep Machine. Just look up Sleep Machine Wild For You and boom.
It's cool that they still make music videos, although we don't have MTV anymore.
I know. Someone recently was like, have you seen the music video for that? And I was like, they do that still?
Yeah. Well, you know, these days you want to have a
YouTube
visual too.
Yeah,
right.
You don't need MTV anymore for them.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool.
But they don't cost as much as they used to, do they? Because it's like...
Well, they could. Depending on...
I don't know. I used to watch Making the Video on like MTV, and they were like, this is $1 million.
If Britney Spears went to go make a music video, it would still cost that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But we just gathered friends and used our resources.
We've got friends that are filmmakers. Yeah. We just pulled our resources. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, very cool. Do you guys want to do a live number here? Because you brought a guitar.
I didn't bring a guitar. No.
What did you bring?
An umbrella.
I thought I was holding a guitar.
I can't play an umbrella.
He's good, but he's not that good.
Yeah, you could try. At least you could dance with it.
Yeah. And I don't think this music would translate very well, just the two of us anyway. Kind of need amps
and
a drummer.
We need to bring in the whole gang.
We couldn't fit in this.
That's true. Yeah, you don't have a ballad. So you determined your direction in the music and everything, right? So this is pretty much what you love.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you're going to continue from this. Are you working toward an LP now?
Well, we could put one out.
Yeah.
But
nobody does anymore, right?
That's kind of the thing.
Because you have to find the filler and all that that people don't buy anyway.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. I think we'll probably come out with another EP and then we'll do a full length after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I mean, and people mostly buy like singles now, don't they?
That's exactly right. I mean, that's exactly why we did this. Just because we could have put out an LP. We definitely have more than enough material. But, you know, it's like. Who's gonna get it? It's like a wasted effort sometimes. Who's gonna get it if nobody knows who we are?
We're a fairly new band too, so we want to keep people on their toes and keep them listening.
Just generate buzz first.
Yeah, definitely.
You've got strategy.
Yeah, you got strategy. You guys know what you're doing. Very good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, you stay romantically involved and things will happen. Great.
That comes first.
Yeah, exactly. right. They met for the music and stayed for the love.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mutually beneficial.
So do you guys tour at all? Do you plan on touring?
We'll probably play like Southern California for a while and then put out the EP. And then once we have, you know, two things out and more to sort of work with, we'll start planning it.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, it's hard, especially, you know, I've been on tour and I know what it takes to kind of do that. You know, from the artist's perspective, having not been in that position, having just been kind of hired to go out.
Right.
And in order to bring a band and to kind of get everyone going, it's like, it's just so expensive. And if we're just kind of releasing our first EP now, we gotta work towards that, I would say, a little more, so that people in San Francisco will want us there, and people in, you know, in Central California.
The demand.
You have to kind of, just do that first before you can really just spend all this
It's pricey.
Money and effort.
It is a lot of money to do.
It's expensive being on the artist side. Like,
What about doing like the festival circuit?
Yeah, that is something that we would like to work towards.
Yes,
again,
definitely.
It just has to do with just kind of generating more buzz and more demand for us there.
Yeah, and then it gets you more exposure. So it's like,
exactly.
So it's pretty cool. Let's see. I wanted to ask you, let me see, they had something here. Well, never mind.
You'll think of it.
Yeah. So now, when you guys have the musicians, do you have regular studio session musicians with you, or is it different people every time?
Well, on the record, I played everything except for the drums.
So, really?
Yeah. I played the bass, I played keys.
Very cool.
You know.
Do you use MIDI as well on the computer as well to add some instruments?
Some stuff. Not really. Right. Not really. I mean,
you like the live stuff.
Yeah, more. Everything's organic.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the MIDI, you don't really use MIDI. I mean, sometimes I'll put like if I put a synth in there, a keyboard sample or something, it'll be MIDI, to be honest. But all the guitars, all the bass, the drums, all live.
Yeah. It's cool because if you know how to play those instruments, you might as well play the real ones.
It makes everything go really fast.
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
You don't have to hire, and it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Alicia, do you play any instruments?
No.
No?
Not really.
Yes, you do.
I get by. I can get by.
She could strum a guitar.
On the guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't had the urge to learn it at all?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I don't have the patience.
I know.
He's been trying, but...
It's something that you have to do real young, you know? I mean, I was like 12 years old when I learned the guitar, you know?
Yeah.
You just have to really, really put the effort forward to do it.
Yeah.
I can't do two things at one time for me. Like, I took guitar lessons too, and like I was just like, this hand is doing its own thing. This hand forgot what it was doing, and it's like, I get it.
That's funny.
I mean, vocals have just been my thing.
So yeah. It's the best instrument ever, you know? The voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, let's not get carried away here.
Yeah. No, but I love the guitar. I think the guitar is a cool instrument. Because you can actually sing with it. You know, you don't need... Like with drums, you need a band in order to really enjoy what you're playing. You know, you need the music.
That is sort of true, yes.
Right.
You can't just like play the drums and sing a song. Nobody really know what's going on.
Right. So you have piano and then you have guitar. But piano is like more for mellow stuff, I think. I don't know. But the guitar is like, I think, the best accompaniment for singing.
Yeah, definitely. You know?
Could be.
Yeah.
It's definitely, yeah. I mean, there are arguments for both sides.
There's a lot you can do on the
guitar. There's a lot you could do. There's a lot you can't do.
Yeah.
But there's a lot you can do.
So that's why we have keyboards for
What's cool about playing guitar, you know, especially like acoustically, like what I do a lot just for work, I accompany a lot of artists acoustically, and you can kind of be the drummer and the guitar player and the bass player sort of at the same time.
Yeah,
which
you kind of
cool.
create the beat. Yeah. I know. That's what I used to do when I played alone because you don't have a drummer, you know, you need to create a certain beat when you play the guitar, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. So now do you... do you guys collaborate on both the lyrics and the music, or does one write the words and one...
Everything's
pretty much...
Really? So you sit down and you go, okay, this is what we're going to write about, and then each one contributes something.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's very cool. That process.
Yeah. It's fun. I like collaborating
as
opposed to just doing it by yourself, you know? It's fun to work out ideas and, you know, it kind of... You start to feed off of each other, and you kind of get an idea that you wouldn't have gotten if you were just by yourself.
That's true. Yeah.
A lot of times, I'll have like a lot of this music is very like riff based.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you know, a lot of times I'll have like, this is so cliche, but I'll have like a riff that's really I think is cool, and it's like, let's write something over this.
Right.
And then the melody and the lyrics and the form kind of comes sort of after
that. That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That means you're a guitarist.
Yeah.
Right? Because you get the riffs and you go, wow, that would be a cool song.
Exactly. That's how they all start. But that's kind of, you know, and what you just said is sort of the essence of this band and sort of what we're trying to achieve. We're just, you know, so many songs these days, it's just like without the lyrics and the melody, they don't really stand alone. Right. It's just like you don't know what song it is, but like, you know, you turn on Led Zeppelin, you turn on Deep Purple, you turn on the Rolling Stones, like without anything,
you know exactly
what song it is,
right?
You know, which is like,
and who plays
so cool.
It, yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, they had distinct styles and everything.
Exactly.
And
so,
yeah, you know, the funny thing is I go on Spotify and I keep adding to my playlist, and sometimes I go, okay, let me look at this top list. Okay, I'm telling you, I don't know even one friggin' artist, and I realize, you know what, I'm older. There's no way about it. I'm old because I used to know every song in the top 40.
Yeah.
You know, and now I know none of them.
I don't even know.
To be.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Name you one.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing is that it's changed so much, but I think music always applies really to the younger people. That's how it starts. And that's why we don't really know it until it starts becoming mainstream. And then you go, oh, I know that song. Mm-hmm. I know that song. You know?
Yeah.
But a lot of them are, yeah, very similar songs. And when you think about it, you know, most of the classics that still remain with us are from the 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. and 80s,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. But today, I'm sure, look, the young people love their music. The funny thing is that, like, take Maroon 5, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I love them, right?
Yeah.
But my son goes, no, don't listen to the songs they play on the radio. Here are the songs that are nice, which I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the same band. So it just shows you that the tastes are different.
It's true.
Yeah.
Different
so
generations,
true.
You know.
So true.
People like different things. And to them, what they have today are going to be the classics, probably,
uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
But Led Zeppelin is always going to be a classic. And
every
the Beatles
song
is always
it's
gonna
crazy.
Be. Yeah.
I mean, they, you know. They'll do like a whole. I mean, when I was growing up, you remember Big 106?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They would do like a whole, like, like they would do a whole hour, like on Mondays, of just Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And every single song was like one that you'd know.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
And it was like every week,
yeah.
You know?
I know. And there's all kinds of music. You know, I've been listening to, so I found on Spotify a couple songs like Bust a Move and, you know, some of the rap, early rap songs,
uh-huh.
like Rapper's Delight and stuff, or Will Smith doing a couple of rap songs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard those, like Going to Miami and she's rolling her
we
eyes.
We know that song.
She's
yeah.
rolling her eyes. But let me tell you something, okay? That's when rap started, and I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy the gangster rap that they have today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's full of hatred, you know? Sometimes you just listen to it, and so much violence and hatred and stuff. And but when I listen to, like, Will Smith, and he says in his song, he says, can you do like one line without a curse, you know? And it's like, I mean, rap can be really cool music, you know? It's got great beat,
yeah.
It's repetitive, you know, people talk, but it doesn't have to be like it is today,
right?
I mean, I don't understand, you know? And then you realize it's also these people that get arrested all the time, all the people with
right.
the hatred and stuff,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. My favorite was Puff Daddy and Mace.
Oh yeah!
I mean, that to me is like a classic.
But even
now.
Still, totally. Even still, I must say they sampled Every Breath You Take.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They took from the classics too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They all
classic.
Sampled
right.
some good songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of them.
Isn't
the Rapper's Delight. I mean,
Rapper's Delight.
And,
yeah,
you know, this is debatable whether or not this is a classic, but Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah,
you know,
oh my
yeah.
God.
From
yeah.
Under Pressure, they took from Queen. I mean,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know. The Rapper's Delight one is from Good Times. That's the song, Good Times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all like from
that
disco
bass line,
songs
yeah,
and stuff. Yeah,
so true.
And even George Michael did that on one of his songs. I'm trying to remember.
Can't Touch This.
Yeah,
took
Simply Forget
from,
Me
Rick James.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people have sampled that. And yeah, they take, or the Aerosmith one, Walk This Way, you know. And,
yeah, Run DMC.
Yeah,
right.
Another
so, anyway.
Song, by the way, that you recognize in the first 3 seconds just from the drums.
Uh-huh.
See,
yeah.
That doesn't happen
That's
anymore.
That's true. All right. Well, Sleep Machine, Alicia Zalkin, Dan Kalischer, thank you so much for joining
yeah,
us.
Yeah, thank you for
Thanks
having
for
us.
Go ahead. Do you guys have a website, or do you usually just go on the social networks?
Yeah, social media, facebook.com/mysleepmachine.
All of the okay. social media, Twitter, Instagram, it's all My Sleep Machine.
Good. And all you have to do is Google it. You know, you don't have to remember any of these things. You know?
Well,
we always
like
give the plugs and everything, but then, you know, it's
yeah.
so much easier just to Google it.
If you Google Sleep Machine, you might I get a bunch of sleep apps, but
you wrote Sleep Machine Music.
Right, Sleep Machine, yeah.
Or the name of the song, you'll find it. Yeah. All right, guys, thank you so much again. All the best to you. And everybody go March 4th, which is Wednesday, to the Viper Room at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
to catch you guys. And maybe I'll try and make it.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Cool. That'd be great.
Yeah.
If you want to get on the guest list, just email us at mysleepmachine@gmail.com.
Sounds good. I don't even mind paying the $5-$10 so you guys can make some money. You know?
It's your choice.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Jen. Have a great day.
Thanks, everybody,
for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.